The cold and blustery days of February and March may keep a gardener indoors, but they don't have to keep a gardener from gardening. These are the days for doing all the chores that will pay back with more free time once sunny spring releases you from winter's icy imprisonment. You know, that list of things you've been meaning to do for the last 10 years. It's that list you never seem to get around to once you get outside and do the really important stuff like digging in the dirt. My winter chores list is long and varied and seldom seems to get any shorter. Each year I seem to get one or two things crossed off while adding four or five more must-do tasks for the future. This catch-22 has been a prevalent pattern in my gardening life for as long as I can remember. Like housework, no gardening job is ever truly finished. Gardens, like finely tuned sports cars, require constant maintenance, and now is the perfect time to get spring garden plans running smoothly. It always seems easier to find my perspective while looking through a frosty window pane at a brown and lifeless lawn or a snow-covered flower bed. Time definitely seems more manageable in the dead of winter, before the growing season takes off around a racetrack of mowing, weeding, watering, and harvesting. My winter chores can be broken into two lists, those that would make my life easier, and those that absolutely must be done before planting time. The first category contains items like repot all houseplants, reorganize storage space in the greenhouse, try new herb recipes, and catch up on reading garden magazines that have been stacked on the coffee table for the past 3 years. In the banquet of gardening life, these are finger food chores that are to be nibbled at and then discreetly left in some out-of-the-way place where they grow moldy and unappetizing until you happen to see them again next winter and give them another half-hearted try. By contrast, chores on the second list are to be attacked with gusto because they provide the staff of life for any garden. This is the meat and potatoes job list, with entrees like tune-up lawn tractor, buy fuel mix for rototiller, arrange for delivery of wheat straw, dig pit for new compost pile, and hack out grass roots from front flower bed. Occasionally, a job from column A will take on new meaning and move up to the essential items of column B. For instance, after painfully dealing with splinters from the handles of all my rakes, shovels, and hoes, I have sworn that I will treat all wooden tool handles with linseed oil before one more garden season rolls around, and then I'll set up a better method of storage and upkeep for my tools. I'm sure that this year I can finally cross this task off my list. But you know, I'll bet if I invested in some heavyweight gloves, I could get by with those wooden handles for another year.